Iowa high school seniors, and even those graduating in a year or two, are finding themselves a hot commodity. In Mount Vernon, Cornell College President Jonathan Brand is among a long line of college representatives with an invitation.
About 17% of our students right now are from Iowa, and that number has got to grow.
That's currently 17% of Cornell's nearly 1,200 students.
I so firmly believe, without giving up our national or international focus, when you have a healthy number of students from your home state, it anchors the student body, the culture, the population in the healthiest of ways.
And Brand adds an exclamation point.
Strategically, we think it's vital.
So much so that Cornell is now discounting its tuition for Iowa residents.
That is why we have launched this Promise Grant, which is $20,000 per year for 4 years for those Iowa students who are admitted to Cornell College. That is our way of saying that we want to make sure that Cornell is accessible to them, that we want them here.
That brings Cornell's tuition next fall to $18,000 for Iowa residents, within $11,000 of the University of Iowa's base in-state tuition.
I think that that will only help us, and it doesn't mean that we want fewer students from elsewhere. After all, remember, we're seeking to grow.
Grow? Even in an increasingly competitive environment?
Our plan over the next 7 to 10 years is to grow initially to 1,600 students, and at that point, we'll take a breather and make sure that the academic experience is of the same caliber and quality as it is today.
But Brand is realistic.
We know that we are fighting strong headwinds, both in terms of the demographics in the upper Midwest and in Iowa. At one level, I think we have the good fortune, again, of drawing 83% of our students from regions that are growing, in fact, like the West Coast is growing, and we draw heavily. Chicago has been a huge center for us.
And I think it's important, certainly for Iowa's community colleges, we welcome all young people coming into this state.
A somewhat surprising statement coming from the Community Colleges Trustee Association Executive Director, M.J. Dolan, dispelling the notion that those 15 regionally based colleges are exclusively Iowan.
And certainly we've seen that in our communities with the increasing minority populations all across rural Iowa as well as the urban areas, inviting those folks in. You know, we have so many stories. The Cattlemen's Association approached us and was interested in getting training for Latino workers in the cattlemen industry. We had a German company come to Estherville, Iowa, who's interested in getting training for the wind industry.
But carefully avoiding competition confrontation, Dolan acknowledges that Iowa's community college enrollments largely depend on the same pool of Iowa students.
I don't want to lead anyone astray saying that we aren't concerned about the unintended consequences of a policy that takes our Iowa students and wants to put them into many institutions when there aren't enough to go around.
Those words, unintended consequences, may be Dolan's caution, as policymakers are sweetening enticements for enrolling Iowa students. In Mount Vernon, Dean Borg, Iowa Public Radio News.